You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
I love that you're sitting up here.
I'm sitting up very straight.
Our guest today is Dr. Karen Drummond with Drummond Chiropractic, and she has brought us a treasure trove of her new books.
Yes.
One of which is Combat Slouching, which Brian is sitting up very straight in his chair because he doesn't want to pretend like he's
Sloucher that I am.
Yeah, we all are, I think. It's not good. So welcome back.
Yay, thank you. I'm really glad to be here.
So before, we have to get this out of the way, before when she came, we were talking about, you only had one book, I think.
Yeah.
Then maybe we were talking about the Whiplash book, but it wasn't out.
That's
and
right.
It's still not out. It's on its way out, almost there. We have a pre-copy.
It's so close to being. It's so done. Pretty. We're just waiting for the expert
exactly.
to review it.
Mm-hmm. But we were talking about combating slouching and sitting at that time, but now we've learned that you're combating sitting. Is that it?
Yes.
Combat the Effects of Sitting is now an award winner.
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Very excited. I got my sticker. I'm super excited about that.
It's right here.
just like I said before we started, I said, oh, it's like first grade. You get a sticker and you're all excited.
Yeah. It's the Best Book Awards of 2016, and it made it in the health category of diet and exercise. So
that's awesome.
That's great.
Very excited. My first book, and I don't even think it's my best book. It was my first book out, so I'm really excited to see what they think about my books that are out this year and up and coming.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about how you got into this. Unfortunately, you got into writing after an unfortunate accident.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a busy person, busy in my practice, and I'm being a working mother, and I love the outdoors. So I always thought I'd write books on health when I was 80, when I finally was like...
when you retired from chiropractic.
Exactly. But then I got in a car accident in 2014, and I was so incapacitated with pain and not able to wakeboard all summer, and I wasn't salsa dancing, and all the things I love to do. So I had extra time on my hands and not want to just sit and mm-hmm. writhe in pain. I was journaling everything, because especially with an auto accident, it's really important to document anything you can't do, what you're doing about it, what pains you're experiencing, because if it goes to litigation, you're going to forget how bad it was at the time. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm looking at my journal, I forgot all the things, like even just hugging my children. I couldn't do that for months because it was my mid back that was the most in pain. And when they would hug me, it
press squeeze all, it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that did not feel good. So there was no hugging for a number of months.
Oh, wow.
And so
sad.
I know.
Right. And so I looked at my journal, and my daughter is also an author. Actually, she started it. She told me she finished her novel, and I thought, oh, that's cute, and read it. And it wasn't just an essay. I mean, it was a legit novel, and she wanted to publish it. And I knew nothing about the publishing industry at the time. And again, I got in my car accident shortly after that, and I had all this time to research publishing, mm-hmm. and I found out nowadays it is super easy to publish. And so we formed a publishing company for her, and when her books were doing really well, and I'm looking at my journal of all what I had experienced with this whiplash, and being an expert with whiplash, and being shocked still by the intensity of it and what it took to recover, I thought, if I struggled with it, what is the mm-hmm. layperson going through? So I want this out there for people to understand, and not just for the people who are injured, but also their spouses, because they don't understand that whiplash is real and it really sucks.
Right. Yeah. Well, and that's one of the things I think as a chiropractor, as a physician, it seems like, you know, I'm sure you've worked on multiple hundreds of people that have had whiplash in the past, and you do what you're trained to do to help them. But until you've experienced it, it's kind of a whole new ballgame.
It's a whole new ball. I mean, I've always been sympathetic, but now I'm empathetic. And there's always a part of you that wonders, really, is it really that bad? Because there's not much that shows up on imaging. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you sense the muscle spasms, but there are muscle spasms in people that don't report as much pain. And I'm here to tell you, it is, I mean, I've had home births and I've fallen off, like, you know, with my rock climbing, I've had my share of spills, and you just dust yourself off. Pain is pain, whatever. No, this is a pain you can't ignore. Right. Like, I would literally sweat. I was in such pain.
Wow.
I broke down twice, like just bawling from the pain. You're just exhausted from it. So it was really, I have a whole new respect for the level of pain one can experience.
Well, I think with whiplash, there's kind of a stereotype, there's a cliche, mm-hmm. it's a bad lawyer, bad, you know, that's a whole little uh-huh. thing. So people kind of, I think, feel guilty sometimes for admitting that they have pain from something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or they don't think, like, they know, okay, my neck hurts, well, that makes sense, but they don't talk about the hip that all of a sudden starts hurting right. or the knee, and they're like, well, what did I do to hurt my knee? Because it was a month or two after the accident, right. and they don't understand that when they hit that break so hard, they elongated ligaments in their feet mm-hmm. that changed their gait that affected their knee to actually speed up the degeneration in the knee and causing pain months down the road. And they don't want to be, I'm not.
Would have never known
I, yeah. I'm just like, wow, I never would have thought of that either. Yeah.
And it could also affect your back too, because sure. now you're imbalanced at mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. at the level of the feet. So, and I don't want people to see dollar signs when they're in a car accident.
No, no.
But I also want to validate that they do have injury mm-hmm. and they need to get the treatments. And like one patient I had, she was told by her pediatrician and her parents that she was fine. Like her, yeah, she's in some pain now, but she'll be better in you know a couple mm-hmm. weeks.
It'll go away.
She's
like
young.
It's like a muscle pull.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's
she'll
just
be
gonna go
yeah,
away.
She'll be fine. So they signed the release work with the insurance company, oh. and months later, it was getting worse, not mm-hmm. better. So and now they don't yeah. have the means to pay for the care. So
wow.
Yeah, don't sign anything until you're released by a couple people. Like,
right. yeah.
yeah.
Get a
well,
couple opinions.
And that's the thing. I think so many people are quick to. I mean, some people are quick to sue, but other yes. people are quick to just say, "Oh, I'll be fine in a couple right. days." When a lot of times the effects of whiplash, you don't even notice them for 2 or 3 days at the minimum.
Yes.
Because it's just like any mm-hmm. any muscle, you know, when yeah. you overexert really hard when mm-hmm. you're exercising right. a lot the first time, or maybe you went into a new routine, your muscles are going to hurt not that day,
right. but the day
but
or
probably
two.
The day or two yeah. afterwards.
And
we know this.
Yes. We work
and,
out. We know.
Yeah. And so if you say, oh, yeah, I'm fine, don't worry about it, you're
right.
not necessarily fine. You
right.
need to wait a while.
And the thing that shocked me, I actually blew 4 discs in my neck.
Whoa.
And so that was a part of the extreme of my pain. Mm-hmm. But what was interesting is at the time of the accident, I had no pain, absolutely no pain. So I thought, okay, it was a pretty severe accident, but I'll be sore in the morning, and in a couple months, I'll be fine. Because
right.
most people, if they're sore the next morning, I usually get them well within just a few months.
Right.
And but within 3 hours, I just went into this spastic, I couldn't move,
right.
horrible pain.
Wow.
And that's when I realized, oh, I'm more injured than I realized.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And here, this is something I've studied and gone to seminars for. And but I thought I was above all that because, you know, I'm healthier and, you know, mm-hmm. in really good shape.
Good
and
shape,
I get
yeah.
adjusted all the time. I'm very limber. I just bent with it. No, I oh. broke. I broke with it. Yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the mm-hmm. fact that you blew four of them mm-hmm. that quickly and you not knowing it.
Right.
Right.
And I was, you know, the first thing I thought when you said that was I felt no pain. It was like, well, maybe you were in shock. Your body
yeah.
immediately
yeah.
goes to
sure.
the aid
That's
of
exactly.
the injured places.
That's exactly
and gives
what
you the pain meds, mm-hmm. basically
yep.
your endorphins.
Opiates, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't feel it for a
no.
while.
No. And it takes a while for your body to break those down.
Mm-hmm.
And the more injured you are, obviously, the it has to be at a higher level for it to be effective, and that's why it only took 3 hours until the next, or most
yeah.
of it's the next morning, because
right.
their injuries may not have been as severe. But the there is a correlation. The sooner you feel the pain, the more typically the severe the damage is. But then there's the other flip side where it could be months down the road because of the change in your biomechanics.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Dr. Karen Drummond and talk more about her Whiplash book as well as her other books.